heathens, Democrats lambasted for ignoring Christian Ash Wednesday to highlight Islamic, Chinese traditions. By Amy Furr on February 19, 2026. The Democrat Party ignored Christians but highlighted Muslim and Chinese traditions in recent social media posts. Breitbart News reviewed the party's Facebook, Instagram, and X profiles but did not find any references to Ash Wednesday, which was February 18. Instead, the leftist political party highlighted Ramadan, the ninth month of the Islamic calendar in which Muslims participate in fasting, according to Britannica. "We wish a reflective and peaceful Ramadan to all who observe. Ramadan Mubarak," the Democrat Party wrote on X. In regard to the Lunar New Year, which is celebrated by the Chinese, the party said, "Happy Lunar New Year. Wishing all who celebrate and their loved ones good health, fortune, and prosperity as we welcome the Year of the Horse." In reply to the Democrats' post about Ramadan, one social media user said, "Still waiting on that Ash Wednesday post. Heathens." In response to the Lunar New Year post, another user stated, "Yes, don't forget your masters in the CCP." Ash Wednesday is the first day of Lent, which is a period of fasting for Christians that ends on Easter Sunday, according to the Museum of the Bible. While Ash Wednesday and Lent have been observed by Catholics for centuries, today, some Protestants also choose to observe the tradition, the site read. President Donald Trump issued a proclamation on Ash Wednesday acknowledging the millions of Christians living in the United States and all over the globe who observe it. The president also highlighted the role the Christian faith played in America's beginnings. "Every Ash Wednesday, Christians receive ashes in the shape of a cross on their foreheads as a visible reminder of our belonging to Jesus Christ and our enduring need for penance. For the next 40 days, in remembrance of Jesus' 40 days of temptation in the desert, followers of Christ will pray, fast, and give alms to deepen their faith, reflect on His redeeming passion and death, and prepare their hearts for the coming Easter miracle. As the holy season of Lent begins, we are reminded that the practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving have been foundational to our strength from the earliest days of our national story. From the colonists who turned to prayer and fasting in the heart of the Revolutionary War to the unmatched compassion and generosity of America's churches, hospitals, and charitable institutions, these righteous acts of faith over the centuries have always stood at the center of our identity, our heritage, and our way of life. This Ash Wednesday, as we remember the passion and ultimate sacrifice of Christ on the cross, we send our best wishes for a meaningful Lenten season. Above all, as we prepare for the triumphant resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday, the greatest miracle in the history of mankind, we pause to remember those sacred words, "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, and believe in the gospel." Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, D., was criticized for his simple post about Ramadan and for making an Ash Wednesday post political. In addition, a councilman in Louisville, Kentucky, shared his mayor's post about lighting up a bridge in honor of Ramadan, questioning when the same thing would be done for Ash Wednesday. "Great. When are we lighting it up for Ash Wednesday? You know, the kickoff to the holiest time of year for the largest religious population in Louisville?" Councilman Anthony Piagentini wrote.